Blog Talk Radio.
Rodeo show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Scott Mesick, your host for the show today, and man, I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. Lots of breaking news breaking out for the rodeos all over, and we have got a lot to talk about here on the show today. Want to apologize for not making our show yesterday. Unfortunately, when you got doctor's appointments, hey, sometimes you just can't get out on time. So apologize to all of our listeners. But hey, we are back here today. Guess what day it is? That's right. It's hump day. Halfway through the work week and getting ready for a rodeo weekend. Now, folks, I know that there are a lot of events going on this weekend. The PBR is going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi with the Built for Tough Series. We've got events going on all over in the PRCA. You've got this weekend and next weekend, and then it's done. The 2013 season is over, and the top 15 in each event will be competing at the Wrangler National Finals. Who is that going to be? Man, I'm telling you, it's going to certainly raise a lot of questions. Cowboys and cowgirls are battling it out as we speak. These folks are out entering up in Slack events. They're trying to get their name out there and get to that paycheck window to get enough money earned to be there in Las Vegas in December. Cannot wait, folks. It's going to be exciting. But we are heading to Stephenville, Texas this weekend. Well, I know a lot of you may be saying, but hey, the rodeo's not till next weekend in Stephenville, the cowboy capital of the world, PRCA rodeo. But here's the deal, folks. Saturday starts off Cowboy Heritage Week in Stephenville, Texas. They don't call it the Cowboy Capital for nothing. They're starting things off with the parade on Saturday. Now, we are going to be there. We're going to have Bucky the Bull there with us. Making Eight Rodeo Network, KWBY, will be riding down the main street, bringing in the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo. From there on out, folks, it is lights out, lots of activity going on in Stephenville, Texas as they celebrate the Cowboy Heritage Week and what is going to be going on there in Stephenville, Texas throughout the week. I'm just so excited for it. Of course, you know, Stephenville, if you have not been following along this year, has grown to be our home away from home. We feel so great. Even the mayor welcomes Making a Rodeo Network, and of course, being that we are partnered up with KWBY, there is no better place to have a PRCA rodeo on the last weekend of the season, folks. It is going to be exciting. So many of the top names are going to be there. Now, that's just part of it. It also kicks off the UC, the tie down championship, and that is the first qualifying event for the American in tie down. So, although we're going to see a lot of the top 10 competitors battling it out from the Wrangler National Finals that will get an invite to the American, we will also see guys looking to qualify. And there are a lot of them that may be on that outskirts of that top 10, you know, of the Wrangler National Finals, and looking to secure a spot to make sure that they are at least in Mesquite, Texas in February to compete to go to the American. Like I said, they're only taking the top five from Mesquite to the American. So, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. We're going to talk about some of the schedules that'll be going on there throughout the week, but we want to let you guys know, hey, if you guys want to come down, we'll put you up. We'll help put you up. I can't guarantee that you'll be sleeping at the Holiday Inn Express or one of the fantastic suites there in Stephenville, Texas, but I can guarantee that we'll make a room for you. So come on down to Stephenville, Texas. You don't want to miss this whole week. Folks, it is going to be exciting. Like I said, this is where you want to be to see where the top 10 or the top 15 are going to end up, who's going to make it into the Wrangler National Finals and who is not. We're going to see a lot of those guys, cowboys and cowgirls, there competing. So, but we do have a lot to talk about. Also want to make mention of the Professional Restock Series. We're going to talk about them here in our show today. Some big news and some big headlines coming your way. But I do want to let you know phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to comment, talk about some of the things that are happening in the PRCA and the PBR, Professional Rough Stock Series with the American, hey, now's your chance. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Or you can send us a message right there on Twitter at Makin8. Or, of course, if you're liking our Facebook page at Makin8 Network, you can always send us a comment or a post there as well. We've got some questions to answer later on in our show from some of our followers on Twitter. And, hey, it's Wednesday. We are halfway through the work week, folks. So let's kick it off. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. We're going to talk about what's happening in the rodeo world.
Pump day. Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Resist my resist all, it's black as the night. For my boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, and confused, 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resistance, it's black as a knife, all my boots are leather now. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up, and I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
rocky, shaking, never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
It's a tough way to make a living. 8 hard seconds at a time. Some days are diamond. Some days are stone. And your opponent? Well, he doesn't know anything about sportsmanship. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And nobody does it like championship bull riding. Man up and ride along. Sunday nights on Fox Sports Net.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all, with offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event, whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Here are the top 10 reasons why we love the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Number 10.
The only time you'll hear last call is when it's the name of a bull.
Number 9.
There are more than 40 coffee shops on the strip, and the best latte is the one I bring with me.
Number 8.
For 10 days, we tripled the town's population at Cody's, Ways, and Clint.
Number 7.
Cody Wright, Jake Wright, Jesse Wright. We have more brothers than they did at Kitty Hawk.
Number 6.
Crafts. Lots of crafts.
Number 5.
I can come home with 10 pairs of dirty Wranglers and the wife still doesn't get mad.
Number 4.
Two words. Tranquino Shuffle.
Number 3.
I've been coming here so long, I remember the dunes. Not the hotel, but the sand dunes.
Number 2.
Save a horse. Ride him.
And number 1.
You can get a Trevor Brazilian at every spot.
The top 10 reasons why we love the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. This is Scott Masick with the Making A Rodeo Network. And when I'm out on the rodeo trail, the only station I tune into is KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It's Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
gonna be in Amarillo by morning.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show here on a Wednesday. Folks, let's get started here. Let's talk about it. 646-915-9940. Number to give us a call if you want to talk about what's happening out there in the world, the rodeo and bull riding. Rough stock, I'm telling you, we've got it all right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Starting things off, you know, one thing that we haven't really talked a whole lot about here since about July was the CBR, and they're actually back in action here coming up with several events right here in Texas. They've actually got a Horizon store coming up first weekend in October in Mitchell, South Dakota, so lots of opportunities, and of course, the big CBR Cinch Tour will be back in Scottsdale, Arizona, coming up on the 19th of October, so you guys can get over there and check that out, but man, it's going to be exciting, and go check out CBRBull.com, and you can find out what's going on in the standings and just where those guys are going to be headed, so definitely got to talk a little bit about that. Now, I do want to make mention here, the Professional Rough Stock Series. Guys, this has been a group that we've talked a lot about. Of course, they are holding the qualifier events. Their first one will be in Salina, California, or Salina, Kansas, October 19th. And that's going to be a big event, and it just got bigger, folks. But they had originally scheduled to have an event here in Loveland, Colorado this weekend. Unfortunately, due to the flooding that is up there in Colorado, they have postponed that event, and for great reason. You know, fans don't need to be focused on what's going on with the professional rough stock and them coming into town and trying to bring the livestock in and everything else with as much that is going on up there in Colorado. And our thoughts are with everybody up there. So they have postponed that. Their next event will be coming up October 19th in Salina, Kansas, and it is going to be a big one, folks. If you guys have not seen the news and the headlines coming up, it is going to be huge. Justin McBride announced that he is going to enter up in a qualifier event. Now, my thought was that he was going to crack back out the bull rope. He was going to pull a Brett Favre, kind of come out of retirement, compete for the kind of money that is out there with this event coming up in March. However, it has been said Justin McBride is going to go with bareback riding. He is going to enter up in a Professional Rough Stock Series event, which will be in Salina, Kansas, the first qualifier event, and he will be putting it down to see what's going to happen there. Now, here's the thing. They have five qualifier events, so if Justin McBride does not do very well there, the top five will be going to Mesquite, Texas in February. Now, that's where you want to go, folks. That's the first step. You got to compete in these qualifier events and then move on to Mesquite, Texas. That's his main focus right now. So he is entered up in the first event. There will be four more. So if he does not have a shot here, he can pay another entry fee. They've got several more qualifier events through the Professional Rough Stock Series for the bareback and saddle bronc courses. So this is an opportunity for you fans to come out and watch Justin McBride possibly make history. You know, two-time world champion bull rider is going to crack out into the, you know, he's going to crack out into the qualifier and make his way into, or try to make his way into the American. Is it fair? Is it going to be, you know, should he really be breaking out competing against a lot of these younger guys? Now, the top 10 from the Wrangler National Finals will automatically have an invite to compete at the American. But there's a lot of other guys there, folks. There are a lot of other cowboys in the bareback riding. We're talking about guys that will probably not make the Wrangler National Finals that have a darn good shot. When you take a look at who's in 16th right now, Seth Hardwick, you know, that's a guy that can win. Wynn Ratliff, another guy that can win. You know, just going down the list of the top 30 bull riders, Tom McFarland, you know, Cody Demers, Luke Creasy, all these guys are probably not going to be at the Wrangler National Finals. So therefore, in order for them to be able to get in and compete at the qualifier, they're going to have to enter up in these professional rough stock series, going up against a guy like Justin McBride. Is it a wise thing for him? Hey, I'm pulling for him. Is it going to be judged fairly? You know, is his world championships in bull riding going to enter his way through? Man, there's a lot of talk about it. You know, we'd like to think that the judging will be held fair and accountable, you know, for making sure that the guys that deserve to be there are there, not just by their namesakes. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But, folks, it is going to be really exciting to see how things go. Professional Rough Stock Series is going to be holding the first qualifier event, Salina, Kansas, October 19th. We are hoping to be there. Now, we will be the week before up in Tulsa to do a live video stream for a bull riding going on up there. So folks will have an opportunity to check us out on the 12th, broadcasting a live bull riding up there. You'll be able to watch what happens there, and then we will look to make our way to Salina, Kansas, for the Professional Rough Stock Series in the first qualifier event. Oh, man, it is going to be exciting, folks. I cannot wait to see how Justin McBride is going to do in the bareback horses. Now, you know, he said that he used to compete and actually was a better bareback rider than he was a bull rider back when he was younger. What's he going to do now? I mean, you know, granted, bull riding is hard. It is a dangerous sport, and you get hurt. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when and how bad, and Justin McBride knows what that's like. But bareback riding is so much harder on the body, in my opinion. Man, I don't know how you could do it, you know? And a guy that's not been on a bareback horse in some years, you know, what's that going to do for a guy like Justin McBride? I can tell you it's going to be entertaining to watch. I'm interested to see how this is going to unfold, you know? But it sure is raising a whole lot of questions, folks. And I mean, it is raising a whole bunch of questions. We've got phone lines open. If you guys want to comment on it, tell us what you think. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. You guys can pick up the phone, call us now as we're live here between 11 and 12 Central. Now, if you're listening to us on the archives, feel free to go over and continue to keep posting your comments on it. Give us a shout on Making 8 on Twitter, or follow us there and like our page on Facebook at Making 8 Network. And you guys can leave us comments over there. I'll be happy to take these questions, and we'll continue to talk about it leading up to these big events. But that is your first headline. So now I thought that Justin McBride may get an invite as they are, you know, giving one person in each event an opportunity to crack back out and compete for this kind of money. Being that Justin McBride is breaking out and competing in the bareback riding, that leaves a hole open in the bull riding. So who's going to get that invitational? Who's going to get that free ticket, so to speak, to the American? Will it be a guy like J.W. Harris, being that they are not taking the top 10 bull riders from the Wrangler National Finals? We've seen the announcement that J.W. Harris is now competing in the PBR next season full time. What's that going to do? Is that going to give J.W. Harris an automatic invite there? I would have to say he's probably the next in line in my book. I would say that he is probably the next in line. Or is he going to go through the qualifier process? Is he going to compete at the PBR Touring Pro event qualifiers that they are holding in order to make it and work his way through? Interesting. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think about it. 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your questions or your comments on it. Would love to hear from you. Another big thing that's going on here, Wrangler National Finals is coming up in December. Folks, we are less than 2 weeks away. We're just over a little over a week away from the ending of the 2013 season, the cutoff. What are we looking at? I mean, that race is going to be hot and heavy. Of course, we're going to be there in Stephenville, Texas, at the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo, to watch a lot of those competitors try to work their way into the Wrangler National Finals. However, there's been a lot of voting that's going on. They've got the ballots out. They've been voting on the announcer of the year, the rodeo of the year. What do you guys think? If you guys have seen those ballots, let us know. I mean, they're out on Facebook. We have, I believe, shared those. Feel free to give us a call on that, 646-915-9940. Another big vote that took place earlier this week. The Wrangler National Finals has been held for many years in Las Vegas. Started off in Oklahoma City, I believe was 1 year in Dallas. The contract is up for renewal, folks. Are they going to continue to hold it there in Las Vegas? Do you think it should be held there in Las Vegas? 646-915-9940. Now, I'll share with you my experience and what my thoughts are on it here coming up. But, I mean, I would love to hear what you guys have to say about it, especially if you are competing or you guys have been a longtime fan of the PRCA and been following them throughout the years in Las Vegas. I would love to hear what you guys think about it. You know, from here in the Midwest, right here in Texas, you're looking at a 17 to a 19-hour road trip to get out there. Plane tickets aren't cheap either. But is it worth the price to be there for, you know, the 10 rounds that are held? Is Vegas the place for it to be? Big vote that happened earlier this week. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that as well. Very interesting stuff. I believe that if it's not there in Las Vegas, it is going to absolutely change the shape of the PRCA. Huge, huge decisions to be made. Some of them have been made. But what do you guys think about the the PRCA and their top ballots, you know, for their awards that'll be held coming up at the Wrangler National Finals is when they'll announce them. Announcer of the year, secretary, the stock contractors. You know, I've got to ask, though, why are the Andrews Rodeo Company not on the ballot for Stock Contractor of the Year? That guy, you know, Sammy Andrews has put on some of the best events, especially here in the state of Texas, but also in Oklahoma, Kansas. I'm curious to see why his name is not on the ballot, but they do have some good ones there. Interesting thing is two of the guys that I know firsthand with Frontier Rodeo and Stay Smith on the ballot. Some of the events that they attend, they subcontract and bring in the Andrews Rodeo Company because they have some of that best stock. Interesting. Contract acts of the year, comedy acts, clown of the year. Man, bullfighters of the year, Dusty Tugness, been longtime winner of bullfighter of the year, last 3 years in a row, I believe. Small rodeo of the year, medium rodeo of the year, large outdoor rodeo of the year, large indoor rodeo of the year. Man, there are some big ones. Now, for me, we had an opportunity to make it to Springdale, Arkansas, who is on the ballot for Large Outdoor Rodeo of the Year. But it is up there with some big company. Pendleton, Oregon, for the Pendleton Roundup, that was just held and wrapped up this past weekend. Salinas, California. Levington, New Mexico, and Cheyenne Frontier Days, the daddy of them all. It's been the Large Outdoor Rodeo of the Year for, gosh, man, I can't tell you how many years. It's won many. But I'll tell you, I know firsthand, Springdale, Arkansas was a huge one, and we enjoyed it, every bit of it. Man, I'm telling you, it was exciting. Large Indoor Rodeo of the Year, Denver, Fort Worth, Jackson, Mississippi, Rapid City, South Dakota, and San Antonio, Texas. Man, there's some good ones there. So give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk about them. Like I said, going back to the whole Justin McBride deal, you know, man, he is competing. Now, you take a look at a guy like Bobby Moat, and he mentions him in his article and says that, you know, hey, Bobby Moat's a couple years older than Justin, and he is still getting it done. Bobby Mote's in contention for another world championship, sitting in second place. But Bobby Mote also started off earlier this season earning those points, working his way up there, and staying up there on top. That guy's been staying in shape for it. He's been toning his body. His body is accustomed to it. I can guarantee, you know, a guy like Justin McBride is going to pull more muscles getting on those bareback horses. He's going to find muscles he ain't never even seen before. You know, it is so hard on the body. But if there's anybody that can do it, I think Justin can. I think he's got a fair shot. Like I said, my big thing is I hope that the judges don't look at his name, but watch his ride and making sure that it is a legitimate invite. I wouldn't want to get an invite to the, you know, to the American, knowing that judges boosted my points to get me there. I'm not saying that's the case, folks. I'm just saying that that's a question we have to make sure that we are following very closely to make sure that this is a fair deal. But we want to hear what you think about it. Who's going to get the invite? Who's going to get the golden ticket, the free pass to the American in the bull riding? Is it going to be J.W. Harris? I think that he would be the one that I would certainly want to make sure is there to compete against all these other competitors, the top 10 in the PBR World Finals, as well as some of the best in the business. We're going to find out who the qualifiers are coming up here in just the next couple months as they start setting off these qualifiers. We've also got a big qualifier coming up in Stephenville, Texas, next week. We're going to know who the first five are. They're going to be going to Mesquite, Texas to compete in the semifinals. We will know who the top five are going to be going in there. So that is going to be really exciting, folks. Cannot wait to see what's going to happen there. We've also got barrel racing. We've got team roping. I think if anybody gets a free ticket and gets that pass going in the tie down, I very well think it could be a guy like Joe Beaver. Joe Beaver's still roping these days. I don't know how fast he can get off that horse, but I think for that kind of money, he may sure give it a try. So I think we may see a guy like Joe Beaver there. I know it's definitely going to be interesting. American coming up March 2nd. Going to be the day after the Iron Cowboy there with PBR. So lots of exciting stuff happening out there. Obviously, the PBR is going to be heading over to Biloxi, Mississippi this weekend for the Battle at the Bayou. Going to be a two-day event. Can't wait to see what's going to happen out there this weekend. J.B. Mooney has been on fire. Is he going to continue that streak there in Mississippi? We're going to have to wait and see what happens. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Like I said, folks, we got phone lines open. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're still going to continue to take your call, 646-915-9940. We've got some Twitter questions that we're going to answer for you here on today's show, as well as kind of let you know what's going on with the schedule coming up for Making A Rodeo Network this next week and KWBY. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Wednesday. Woo-woo! It's Hope Day.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Hump day. Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
Yeah, I grew up riding big bulls. I come from a town of about 500 people.
When I got on my first bull. Kind of a little daredevil growing up.
Best things ever, you know, you don't have to go to a 9-to-5 job every day and just you don't really have a boss or nothing.
Right before I nod my head is hopefully nothing.
Bucking bulls, it's pretty surreal.
I don't remember most of the best rides I've ever made just because everything was in total reaction.
I love how hard it is and how physically and mentally demanding it is. You know, I think you prepare so much for such a short amount of time to not give up and to stay on for the 8 seconds. You know, that's why I do this sport.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country. Rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love both of you together.
When December arrives in Las Vegas, it can only mean one thing. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The NFR is about Las Vegas and rodeo. The best of rodeo. And it's a time to celebrate the Western lifestyle. We recall the historic rides and great champions and feel the emotion again. The gold buckle belongs to the Cowboys. The memories belong to you. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Have you experienced it?
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
We've got a sold-out house here tonight for this PRS event, and it is going to rock.
Bareback, saddle bronc, and bull riding.
We'll be right back with the classic event, saddle bronc riding, right after this.
Everything's looking good, but see how he reaches across that front end with that free arm? That drove his hips over the inside and buffed him off.
Hell of a mama to love the road.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network as we are fired up here on a Wednesday. Phone lines are still open, folks. We've only got a few more minutes left in the show. 646-915-9940. If you guys want to comment on it, questions, comments, let's talk some rodeo. We did have some good Twitter questions come across, and unfortunately, I actually want to put back, and we'll talk more about them tomorrow. So I apologize, but if you guys are listening in, we'll get to those questions here tomorrow on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. 11 o'clock Central Time is when we kick back off. And, of course, we'll be talking about a lot of these topics coming up here this week. But we want to let you guys know what our schedule is going to be like here coming up this weekend. Now, starting Saturday, we are kicking off the Cowboy Heritage Week. Now, they've already had a gala, kickoff gala last night, which, to my understanding, was great. Wish we could have been there for it. However, we have got to get things ready to go to be there all next week. And we're going to start things off Saturday. There will be a parade at 5 o'clock down the streets of Stephenville, Texas. We will have Bucky the Bull there, KWBY, and many of your top favorite Cowboys, Cowgirls. Following that, they're at the Cowboy Capital Walk of Fame Plaza in downtown. They're also going to be having a kickoff there. We look to also have Bucky the Bull there. So if you guys are listening in Stephenville, Texas, make sure you guys plan on coming out there. If you guys are outside of the Stephenville, Texas area, want to come down, that is going to be a great place to be to spend your Saturday. And we definitely want you guys to come down and join us. Let us know, hey, if you need a place to crash, Make It A Rodeo Network will work on putting you up somewhere or another. So make sure you guys stay tight and stay tuned to that. Sunday will be the Erath County Team Roping, which will be going on, and I believe that starts at 11 a.m. at the Lone Star Arena, so you guys can go on down there. Monday. Now, starting Monday through Friday, we will be there at the KWBY Studios broadcasting. We will be there for the morning ride, so you guys can tune in from wherever you are. You either tune in to KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. You can also find us on the TuneIn application, or you can find us right there at MakingItRodeo.com or KWBYRadio.com. You can listen to the 24-hour stream from wherever you are at, folks. Don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. KWBY obviously playing the best in cowboy and rodeo music all week long. The morning ride will be there, and we will be doing a lot with them. I'll guarantee you will hear the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. And then, of course, we will be doing our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows every morning, 11 to 12 Central Time, so you guys can always look forward to tuning into that as well. But just make sure to keep it tuned in to KWBY all week long, all day long. We're going to be doing some live remotes, going out to see some of the sponsors and visit with them. Wednesday night will be the Buck and Duck. They'll have a bull riding going on. You can find us there all week long, folks. It is going to be neat. Thursday, they've got a big Ironman challenge, which is going to be a team roping, golf tournament, and a pool tournament. So these guys are going to be entered up and running in this deal, and that's going to be really neat. They'll also have a Rodeo Legends reception, which will be going on Thursday evening. And I know a lot of folks will be looking forward to coming out to that. Friday, we'll start the Slack in the morning for the timed event. And then, of course, our first performance kicks off next Friday. And then, of course, Saturday at 7 p.m. both nights. And then Sunday at 2 p.m. So lots of rodeo action. And, of course, this is the Cowboy Capital. Now, how did Stephenville, Texas get the name Cowboy Capital? Well, we're going to share a little bit about that all week long next week. So make sure to stay tuned to KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM, as well as MakinAtRodeo.com. If you are outside the area, want to tune in to some great cowboy rodeo music, I'm telling you, we're going to have it all. We're going to have people stop by the studio, sit back and talk with us. It is going to be fun time, folks. Renee Sutton, who we just heard, Hell of a Woman off of her CD, she looks to also be out there with us. We're going to spend a little bit of time with her talking about rodeo. That girl knows it. Her brother, one of the best saddle bronc riders, come out of the University of Wyoming, who was tragically injured in an accident back in 2007. who lives in South Dakota, is actually a senator there. So we've had Billy on our show. We've also had Remy Sutton on our show. If you guys missed those archives, go back and listen to them. They are fantastic. But we are going to have them live with us next week, so you guys can look forward to that. Man, just so much activity going on. We're excited about it. Hopefully you fans are excited about it as well. Now, as always, we like to leave you with a little cowboy logic. So here today on our Wednesday, we're going to throw this at you, just something to think about as you carry on through your rest of your work week. There can be little doubt that just before the first human tried to ride a horse, everyone around heard, "Hey guys, watch this." Just after this person hit the ground with a thud, there was no doubt some others in the group that said, "Cool, my turn." I don't know, folks. I'm telling you, it sounds to me like that's how rodeo got started. And you can bet that that is your cowboy logic for today. Courtesy of KWBY, Making A Rodeo Network. Make sure to keep her tuned in. We'll be back here 8:08. You can listen on making8rodeo.com, the rodeo update, which we'll be calling in and checking in with KWBY, letting them know what's going on. And, of course, our lunch hour show will be right back here tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time. So make sure to stay tuned. Until then, rodeo fan, just keep in mind, the road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck and I drive through the lane, getting down hard at Waukane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words: cowboy up. KWBY.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.